Good evening, everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome everyone to tonight's Prepaid Legal More Success Team conference call. We've got an absolutely fantastic recap call lined up for you guys tonight. We're flat out excited to be able to share the information that so many of the thousands of More Success Team associates got to experience firsthand in Oklahoma City. My 12 years in prepaid legal is absolutely the most exciting convention that I have ever attended. It was phenomenal from start to finish. We were there from Wednesday through yesterday, and I tell you what, we had one of the most incredible breakout sessions we've ever had, and just want to thank all the hundreds and hundreds of More Success Team associates that participated in that event, and I tell you what, it's just some exciting times to be involved with prepaid legal, and I'm not going to talk about any specifics because we got plenty of people lined up for that, but guys, I tell you what, if there's ever a time to get excited and get fired up about your prepaid legal business with all the announcements that came out of this convention, now is the time to do that and carry that momentum into the Dallas conference this fall, because it's absolutely, we're going to blow the roof off this thing in Dallas. But to get things kicked off tonight, I'd like to go out straight on out to Durant, Oklahoma, to Platinum 2 Executive Director, six-figure income earner, millionaire club member. But most importantly, he's my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am, Jeremy, and it was a great convention. And one of the biggest things that come out of the convention, as far as I was concerned, is when you were actually you actually became a newest member of our More Success Team to become a member of the Millionaires Club. And that makes three generations of our family. In fact, Saturday night, me, you, Mr. Ken Moore, we were all featured on stage at the convention, and that was just an incredible event. It seemed like it just sort of topped it off, but it was just great, and I want to congratulate you in front of everyone for becoming the third generation of our family to become a Millionaire Club member with Prepaid Legal. Awesome job. Very, very proud of you. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to recap the International Convention in Oklahoma City. We do have several different testimonials from different More Success Team associates that we're going to get right to. But before we begin, I want to go out to Ada, Oklahoma, to the one of the original Millionaire Club members with Prepaid Legal. He's a $500,000 ring earner. Of course, he's the leader of our More Success Team. And that is Mr. Ken Moore. Are you on the call, Mr. Moore?
Can you hear me, Randy?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Well, listen, Randy, I tell you, I don't want to get started about everything because it was so fantastic. But I'd like to say this to Jeff Hughes. He's on the phone. He had a message to me, and Jeff, I didn't get the message a few minutes ago, so I'm sorry I couldn't help you. But listen, Randy, you know, there's so many fabulous things. I don't know where to start. But Felix Pablo and his wife and that group, they just absolutely blessed me as everybody else did. And, of course, Jimmy Parrish is a Millionaire Club member. We got so many Millionaire Club members on our team now. It's absolutely fabulous. But, Randy, I looked at the comp plan, and I've got to go over it again. But, you know, we used to have a comp plan similar to this years ago and made more money. Lord, we made more money under that comp plan than anyone, and I think this is going to be that good or even better. I'm really, really excited about it. But above all the money we're going to make and everything else, the good thing we're going to do, Randy, is we're going to be a good servant to the people. We have so many team members on tonight, but we had so many team members just excited. And I can't say what I want to say tonight, folks. I'm so excited about this thing. But I was proud to be on the stage with you and Jeremy. And, of course, I was glad when Creed got up there. He kept us all straight. And God's been very good to us. I'm going to quit talking and let you get on with the program. And I'd like to say something before we end tonight. But thanks for having me say a few words, and I appreciate it.
All right, Mr. Moore, it's great to have you on tonight. But first I want to go out to Tucson, Arizona, to a Bronze Executive Director who actually was one of three different More Success Team associates that we honored with the highest honor that we can give them on our team. And we each year we give out what we call our team award. And team stands for Together Everyone Achieves More Success. And the newest team award member on our team is none other than Pablo and Christina Felix. And are you guys on the call?
Yes, we are here. Thank you very much, sir.
Christina, it was so great to have you and Pablo, of course, to see you at the breakout. Why don't you just, in a couple of minutes here, first of all, we're so very, very proud of you, what you guys are doing with the deaf community. You simply have a ministry as far as I'm concerned. You guys are, I know, with the new Mid-Ocean, when they're actually going to have the transition take over, they've already said some really good things, and they're going to really put some things in place so the deaf community can achieve things they've never been able to achieve before. But, you know, you guys are the best. We're so very proud of you, but why don't you share a few thoughts with all people from all over North America tonight on our More Success team, your experiences with the International Convention this year.
Thank you so much, Mr. Moore, and this is Pablo. I have to say this was the best convention yet for myself because I have attended every convention since getting started with the company. And I got to say that everyone on this line, you better get your ticket and get it now because I can see that this convention will sell out. They will have to do an overflow room with so many people who want to go to this convention. Thank you, Mr. Moore, Kenneth, Randy, Jeremy, for the incredible honor of the team award. It was inspiring to me and most importantly to our team to see the kind of potential that's out there. And for the rest of Prepaid Legal and the rest of mainstream society to see the kind of potential that a deaf person has. We have people that have come up to us. They said, I want to recruit a deaf person myself. It means the world to me to have your support, to have your love, to have the care and concern of a true family environment, which the More Success team gives us. We've had the advantage of learning from incredible leaders such as yourself. And the great benefit for us within the deaf community is that we have deaf people that come from all of the different communities, African American. We have deaf people. There are actually 38 million deaf and hard of hearing people across the United States. And so in Mid-Ocean Partners, wanting to provide a better service for them, to have the members and the associates have success, that means so much. There are 38 million people who will have the ability to benefit from what it is that they're doing. It amazed me when Mr. Rip Mason expressed his support for the deaf community. He had had a good friend, a childhood friend, that was deaf. And so he's had experience with a person like myself that doesn't speak, that uses American Sign Language. He even expressed that how exciting it was for him to see people make fun of the deaf. And it's going to be beneficial for our associates that are deaf to let go of whatever they've been through in the past if they've been made fun of or whatever they've experienced and focus on their future. And Mr. Mason was so supportive for us and for the deaf. And I can't sleep. I got to tell you, I have so much going on in my mind day and night. I'm just on fire. I'm so excited about the potential, what's going to happen for the deaf. And I just can't wait to have that belief transferred over to the rest of the community, hearing and deaf as well, so we can really get going with this.
Well, we are so excited to have you guys on our team. You've done an awesome job. I know you've recruited, what, 1,400, 1,500 probably deaf associates on your own team, and you are true leaders in your field. But you're just great members of the More Success team, and it was an honor to award you with this year's More Success Team Award.
Thank you so much, sir. And this is Christina. I just have to say that when you can see someone like Mr. Kenneth Moore and Shirlene and have them standing there crying as you're talking about how much they mean to you, I can't say how much in turn that means to us to have their love and support and yourself and Jeremy and Stephanie and Pat. It just means the world. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much for being on the call. You're an awesome, you're an inspiration, awesome inspiration to everyone on our team.
Thank you.
All right. Now I want to go out to Albuquerque, New Mexico, to one of our long-existing executive directors, and that's Miss Val Romero. Val, are you on the call?
I sure am. Can you hear me?
Hey, Val. I talked to you a little earlier today, and you sent me a little text saying you were so very excited about everything coming out of the convention. Why don't you share some of your excitement with our team?
I'd be happy to. First, I wanted to let everybody know that I've been an associate since October of 1998, and I've attended every convention since March of 1999, you know, in Tulsa. Wouldn't miss one, and walk away from every one of them thinking, wow, that was the greatest one. But the confidence I feel, not that I didn't have confidence before, because I love Prepaid Legal. I love what it stands for. I love everything about it. I love selling it, you know, everything. But I just really saw that, you know, MidOcean was, I think, more impressed with us than we were with them. And when the camera would pan and it showed some of the execs with MidOcean, it was like they were just sitting there kind of with their mouth open, you know, like, wow, the kind of leadership we have. All the presentations for them were great. I especially loved Alan Fernley because I think that's somebody that actually talks faster than me, and I can understand it. So I really enjoyed that, but I have come away with it just feeling so solid about MidOcean, and I just started recognizing a pattern that, you know, when the TPN takeover happened, that was to inject our company, you know, to get it further along. And then Blastoff came along, and that was an idea to project or, you know, make that springboard happen. But this is the real deal. These people, you know, they want it as much as we do, and they are genuine, and they're smart, and they're sharp people. It's just, I love Noah's story about how it all happened, and we can be that catalyst, too. We never know who we're talking to. They could be the next best thing. I mean, he's brought this deal to the table. This will be the deal of a lifetime for this young man, who I'm guessing isn't probably even 30 years old yet. I don't know. But the breakout session was equally as well. I think that's honestly the best breakout session, I believe. I used to be the Vanna White. You know that, of course.
Yes, you did.
Maybe not everybody knows that. So it was fun watching Misty, you know, take that. And a couple people looked at me and said, hey, I thought that was your job. I said, no, I had to pass that along to someone else. But, you know, just the flow of it, the energy, the excitement in our – the whole Moore Success team, so proud of the three of you being on stage and knowing that that's my team and the team with heart. And, you know, I'm the big crybaby, so I was crying about every second and had my hankies out. So I just really appreciate you guys. You know, we couldn't say enough how much we appreciate our Moore family. I mean, it's just incredible the things that are happening in this company, and it has no way to go except up, and that's just super exciting.
Well, Ms. Romero, thank you very much for sharing your thoughts with our team tonight. You're awesome, and we did enjoy seeing you at the convention. Now I want to go out to Stillwater, Oklahoma, to another team award winner from the great state of Oklahoma, of course, and that is none other than Dave and Gene Peterman. Dave, are you on the call? Do we have David and Gene Peterman on the call? I heard them earlier. Maybe they're not in the speaker mode.
I am in the speaker mode.
Here you go, Mr. Peterman. Man, it was great seeing you at the convention. Again, it was great to give you that award. You guys are well-deserving. You're always talk highly of the team, and you're always there to support us whenever we need it. What were your thoughts on the convention, Mr. Peterman?
Well, Randy, I tell you, as I think I mentioned to Mr. Kenmore yesterday, I'm more excited. Of course, we've been around for a long time, but it is, and the only thing we've ever missed is the couple of times from the surgeries. But as far as conventions, I was just very impressed. We didn't know what to expect when we went in, but I've been very impressed. And again, you know, we're looking to get really back dedicated to building this thing the way that we need to. We've been blessed and fortunate to be a part of the Moore team and. You know, in doing that, but you guys have just been, you know, I mean, just exude the definition of servant leaders because, you know, not only Mr. Moore been a, you know, out front, the pioneer, but you guys are doers. Three generations of Millionaire Club members, you know, and seeing you guys on stage, together the other day, what a blessing that was. You know, it just, but you're, you know, the Moores are, you guys are givers of hope, you know, helping other people excel. And that certainly has been what you've done and where you've gone. But not only leaders, but, you know, true friends. I mean, loyal, devoted, and obviously, you know, dedicated to Prepaid Legal and that. But you've taught us to be there. You know, Gene and I are products of our product, and we fell in love with the product. It's how we actually got started, and that's what you guys have taught us. And, you know, when you look at where we're going now and the fact that the, you know, we've been talking about this, the tipping point or, you know, the, where that's going and what's going to happen for a long time, but I think we're finally there. And we're just excited about what's going to happen now. You know, together everyone achieves more success. And we're certainly very appreciative and looking forward to what's going to happen. We're already registered for Dallas and for the convention and the hotel. But the real deal is what we're going to do right now, between now and the end of April, and starting from May 2 going into Dallas. And we've never been this excited. I agree. I'm having a hard time sleeping right now just because we've got a lot of things happening. And we're excited to be a part of the MORE team. We certainly appreciate you guys very much.
Well, David, we appreciate you and Gene. And, again, you're definitely deserving of the team award this year, and we appreciate all your support, always being there to hold the MORE Success Team banner high. So thanks for being on the call tonight.
Thank you, sir.
All right, now I want to go back to the state of Oklahoma, to Ada, Oklahoma, to Mr. Persistency himself, another team award winner, and that's none other than Mr. Harold Pinson. Mr. Pinson, are you on the call?
I am, sir.
Harold, it was so great to see you walk across stage, see you at the breakout session. You know, you've always been there. You've never been ashamed of the MORE Success Team or telling anybody about it, and we are just so proud of you. What did you get out of the convention, Mr.?
Oh, I tell you what, I came out of that convention more fired up than I've ever been. And first of all, I want to congratulate you. I know you probably had accolades or congrats all day long. You, Randy, and you and Kenneth and Jeremy for three generations being in the Millionaires Club. That is quite a feat. And y'all sure look good up there on the stage.
Well, we appreciate that, Harold.
Oh, you're very welcome. And another thing, too, I think the MORE team was well represented. We had several new EDs to walk across the stage, several Cancun trip winners. But I tell you what, if you don't have your tickets bought to Dallas already, boy, you need to get on the horn and book it, because it's going to be booked before you know it. In fact, they've announced a deal at the convention, a little incentive. I'm sure you'll get to that a little bit later on in the call, about how you can win some free lodging. And, boy, that brought the house down in airfare. But I was really excited to listen to our new partners, and I had several people ask me, say, well, what do you feel about our new partners? That's kind of like this. I use this kind of analogy. You remember the commercial, the Allstate commercial? You know, we're in good hands with Allstate.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're in great hands with MidOcean. And that's how I truly feel. These people are incredible. They just want to take us to the next level, and we will get there. My only regret is I wish I could turn the clock back about 30 years and know what I know now. Because we're going to go places here in these next few years. And if you're not on board, you better get on board now. And that's, that's basically about it. I'm just honored to be a part of the MORE team. I think we have the best team in all of prepaid legal. I think we're more family-oriented, and we have some great teams. And it's also great to see the, we're not friends, we're prepaid family. It was great to see Jimmy Parrish, Linda Bowdens, John Romero, Rex Legale, all our friends and family there. So I've already got my ticket booked.
Well, you're a wise man. I appreciate you very much, Mr. Pinson. Again, congratulations on your award. And I also want to congratulate Mr. Jimmy Parrish for becoming, and I think Mr. Moore mentioned this earlier, one of the newest Millionaire Club members also with Prepaid Legal and on our MORE Success Team, also the top producer for our MORE Success Team last year. And so good job, Mr. Parrish. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to share just a little bit of excitement with a few testimonials, but now it's time for the recap, and we have two of the best of the best, I think, to help us with the recap tonight. Back when we had our breakout session yesterday, none other than Cindy and Jeff Hughes actually assisted with the breakout. They did an awesome job, got lots of great feedback from that breakout session. I know Ms. Hughes is actually in Virginia, and I think Mr. Hughes is in Fort Worth, Texas tonight. So, Cindy, Jeff, are you guys on the call?
Yeah, I'm here, Randy.
Hey, Cindy, I know you were so excited. It was just great seeing you up on stage again. I know you'd taken a little break, but it's good to see you back on the saddle. You did an awesome job. can't tell you how many people said, you know, I think that was one of the best breakout sessions we had ever had. And, of course, you and your husband, Jeff, had a lot to do with that. So I'm going to turn the recap over to both of you, if you don't mind, and just share all the things that went on at the convention with our team.
Sure, that'd be great. Jeff is in Fort Worth. He's at one of the first builders training classes in Arlington. They just started tonight, so that's where he is with that group of people. I think there's about 50 people in the room with him, and they're all listening to us. So,
they want to say hi.
Hi, everybody. How are you doing?
We just finished going through the comp plan, Cindy. We went through, if you and I were their new associates and they were directors, and they worked with us, and we figured it would take them a year to help us to get all the way to director with a new compensation plan that starts in May. Would you like to guess how much money they would make just in a very conservative scenario helping us, you and I, move from a junior associate to director over the next 12 months? What do you think?
Well, they quoted about $10,000 at the convention.
Ran the numbers very conservatively, and you know what it added up to?
What?
$10,000. Well, they didn't lie to us. We actually spent over an hour running the numbers, and then we actually went and figured the fast start bonuses, which they didn't cover at convention, which added another how much, guys? $1,280 in fast start bonuses, and then we assumed that you and I, or that our director, the one that recruited us, sold one membership a week for a year, which added another $7,200. And so the total commission that a director could make with just minimum personal production and the minimum number that could come up of helping one person go to director ended up totaling $18,000.
Wow, that's amazing. You know, I'm just like Mr. Ken Moore when he was so excited about this comp plan. I am so excited about this comp plan. I've been on planes all day today. I just got home a little bit ago, and while I was waiting in airports and so forth, I just started breaking down the comp plan, and I just got so excited. I wanted to draw it out. I wanted to see it. I wanted to see if I had any questions about it. And I think as far as announcements for the convention, one of the big announcements was this change in the compensation plan. And this change, we were told, is the core. It's we can count on it being there for a good long time. It may be tweaked from time to time, but it is the foundation of what we're doing moving ahead. And it begins May 1st. Those of you who are already associates and prepaid, the level that you're at, from, you know, either junior associate on up to director, that doesn't change. You're grandfathered in. You're at your level. So if you're a manager today, you'll be a manager May 1st. But what is different is the amount of money that we'll all make. Some of the requirements have changed. It's not going to be an easy thing like, you know, you do get three people and boom, you're a director. There's requirements are both recruiting and counters. Unless you're a group person, there's a special group plan, marketing plan for you with different counters. I'd encourage you to go on to your back office and download the compensation plans. Look at them, draw them out, read about them, and study them. And if you have questions, call your upline, call marketing services. Get your questions answered, but look it over and see what's required for you if you're not to a director level, what's going to be required to get you there. I assure you, if those of you who may be right now sitting at a senior associate level or a manager level and you look at the requirements and you think, oh, how can I do that, I assure you it can be done, and you will be all the better for it. You'll be making more money. You'll have such a bigger, solid foundation that your business will be built upon, and it will prepare you to be executive director. When you get to that point that you can run for executive director, your structure's there, your production is there, and you will truly be an executive director. And chances are, once you get it, you won't fall out of it. And isn't that the point? I mean, this of, you know, qualifying 1 month and then falling out for a million months. You know, we don't want that. We want people to make money. We want people to earn the ring. We want people to become millionaires and be part of the millionaire club. That is what we want to have happen in prepaid legal. That's what MidOcean wants, the MidOcean partners want to have happen. We are right now a $500 million company. They want to get us to $2-3 billion in a short time, a 2-3 year period. Can you imagine that, guys? To have that to triple in 2 or 3 years, we're going to make money, and the compensation plan is going to allow us to establish that foundation. That was a huge announcement this week, so I encourage you. There's also a video. It's the actual presentation that Patrick Shaw and Larry Smith did on stage introducing the new compensation plan. So watch it. Download your compensation plan. Look at it. Draw it out. If you have questions, talk to your upline, talk to marketing services. Another announcement that I thought was great, they were talking, Alan Fernley was taught, he's going to be our new president and marketing guy for the company. And he was giving us a business school overview, if you could call it, and he was teaching us about business, basically. But he was talking about how we need to be unified. And if we can have things that we'll all do together, that will create the synergy, that will create movement, that will create progress, that it would be great. And that's what they're working on. They're working on what they call branding, which will, you know, this unification of the look, you know, people are going to know about us. You know, things are going to be similar across the board. You know, there's going to be a brand. So, but he was talking about what can we do now, and he said, I have a suggestion. He said, if every one of us got on MAS, M-A-S, you know, when you check that on your applications, and that's the service that helps us take care of our customers. They send out letters. They make phone calls. If it goes into pre-cancel, they try to save the sale for us. It's a great service, but we pay $5.95 for that service on each application, and that comes out of our commission. Well, apparently, I didn't realize, but a lot of people don't use that service, and I don't understand why. To me, the service that you get for such a little amount, everybody should be doing it, and they feel like everybody should be doing it as well. So they are offering that, or they're giving that to us free for the month of May, and it started today. And it will go through the end of May. So every application that gets processed, that service will be included on that application at no charge to the associates. So hopefully you'll see a value in it, and then from then on, and together. And they were talking about how much you have like a 20% increase. You know, I mean, you have 20% increase in your persistency if we'll just use that. And that's a lot of money, you know, moving forward, a lot of renewals, a lot of, you know, things that come off of that. So that was a great announcement. I was really excited about that. And I thought, what a genius little thing. It's a system we already have in place. We're not using it. But what if every associate in prepaid legal began using that? Could we retain more members? I think we could. Another announcement that was made was the new Players Club trip for 2012. You know, we've gone to Cancun the last few years. We're going to Maui, Hawaii, in 2012, and I am so excited about this trip. So 500 associates and a guest will be heading to Maui. So what you want to do is get in. If you're not in Players Club, get in Players Club and be consistent in Players Club and have good persistency. That means write good business and personally produce memberships. So it will keep you up in the rankings. Strive to become executive director. You directors, get yourselves in place. So that you're executive director. Going back to the comp plan just for a second, this reminds me, directors wanting to become executive directors, the qualifications that are presently in place now, where you're required to have one director leg, that will stay the same through the summer, and then starting September 1st, the requirement goes to 3 director legs will be needed with the 75 counters in your organization, no more than 25 in each leg. Right now, you have a great opportunity to strive for executive director while you're building those other 2 director legs and get yourself in position for that September 1st. But that executive director helps you in your rankings in your Players Club, too, so that you can become one of those 500 that get to go on that trip. So that was very, very exciting. they're also, I forget, my mind's gone blank, but someone just mentioned, I think it was Harold mentioned, the contest or the promotion going into Dallas. I mean, we have this incredible Dallas convention that's coming up, and I'm so excited for it right now. I'm so excited for it already. But that's coming up, but they're doing a promotion between now and June 9th, and you get a point for memberships that, you know, that you turn in. The top 300 associates with the most points will get free convention tickets. They'll get to go to convention, and their tickets are paid for. The top 30 will not only get their tickets paid for, but they'll also get their room paid for and their airfare paid for. So something to work forward to. Here we're starting, you know, we're getting into the spring, getting into the end of spring, and going to be heading into summer. What a great thing to be working for. Not only can you have your tickets paid for, but you can have your whole trip, you know, paid for with the exception of your meals. That was a great promotion. So put that on your calendars and work for that and see how many points that you can get with production. Those were some of the big announcements that went on. And I have to say, this was the best convention I have ever attended in our 12 years of being part of Prepaid Legal Services. And I am so confident in our new partners. I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed getting to know them. I loved the convention. I loved getting to know the new partners. I loved all the trainers that trained us this weekend. Nick Server was outstanding. I loved his training. It was just jam-packed. I mean, it just, I had a hard time. I wanted to go to the bathroom from time to time, and you just didn't want to get up because you didn't want to miss anything. And then if the convention, I mean, Saturday night, I could not sleep. I'm in a can't-sleep mode right now, and I could not sleep. And then we go to the Moore breakout session. It is always the highlight of my weekend when we get to go to the Moore Success Team breakout session. This time, it was beyond what has ever happened to me before. It was so great. And Jeff and I had, it was an honor to be able to participate in that. But everything, I could have just left, even before Jeff and I got up. It was just absolutely amazing. And so I'm so grateful to be part of this Moore Success Team. I'm grateful to have the opportunity to associate with each one of you and to see you at convention and hug your necks. And I hope that you will all put that Dallas convention on your calendars. I'm so glad so many people have already bought their tickets because I think it is going to be a big one. I remember conventions that used to sell out, and this I have no doubt, it'll probably sell out. So get your tickets now, and let's work hard on these promotions and make the Moore Success Team stronger than it is now. Those of you who did not go to see Ken, Randy, and Jeremy on the stage was amazing, and they were so powerful. I mean, all the trainers are great, but I was so proud of those three men, and they were, the energy they exuded, it was so exciting to see. And so our team is a great team, and it's a big team, and it's a productive team, and we have the top recruiters, we have the top producers in the Moore Success Team, not just one or two, but many. It's a great team, and so moving forward, we need to make it greater. And so I know with these promotions in place, the things moving into Dallas, we will make the Moore Success Team greater than it is now. But Randy, I just appreciate your leadership. I appreciate Mr. Moore, Ken Moore, his leadership and love. And Jeremy, I appreciate his example and leadership as well. You all are just an inspiration to Jeff and I. And we came home last night, look at each other and said, we've got to do better. You know, we've got to set our goals high, and we've got to do better so we can help this team be better than it is. It's just fabulous, but we need to do our part to add to that. So, Jeff, I don't know if you have anything else to add to this. I'm sorry I kind of took all the time, but if you have anything else to add, I'll turn the time over to you.
Well, that was wonderful. No, I wanted you to do that. You do a much better job than I do, so... one of the things that we talked about here in our builders training class in Arlington, Texas, is the opportunity. You know, I know one of your favorite parts of the prepaid legal business briefing presentation is the timing issue. We always talk about, you know, getting to 2% market penetration can occur, exponential growth can occur, And we've been waiting for that. You know, I think you and I, and probably people before us, have always felt like we're just on the cusp. You know, it's just like at any moment now, exponential growth is about to happen. And I think MidOcean Partners, looking at prepaid legal, they certainly see the same things and feel the same thing. And the way they describe prepaid legal is a coiled spring, a tightly coiled spring, and it's inside of a casing, and it's just waiting to be released. And, you know, we've been trying to figure out how to release that. We've done television spots, and we've done comp plan changes, and we've done different types of marketing agendas, and none of those things have released the spring. All the conditions are in place. The law firms are ready. The company's ready to grow. You know, everything's set, but the spring has not sprung. And what Alan Fernley was talking about was, he says, I know what needs to happen to pop this spring. And you talk about us all rising together. And what they're going to be doing between now and the September convention is putting all of the elements in place that are required for prepaid legal spring to pop. And he says, I'm pretty sure I can do it. I'm pretty sure I can. And I'm looking at him thinking, I bet you can too. I mean, he just seemed like the kind of guy that could get this done. And I think the most powerful line of all, when Alan was talking about market penetration, he said, you know, we've written 1.5, 1.8 million families. It constitutes maybe 2% of North American families. But he said, when you talk about the marketplace as a whole, you know, the size of the market compared to how much we've actually accessed, he said it's less than 0.5%, so less than a percent. And he said it actually rounds to zero, which means that after 40 years of work producing hundreds of millionaires and hundreds of ring earners, we haven't done anything yet. We literally, Mr. Stonecipher's line was always, we haven't scratched the scratch, and I think that's absolutely true. The amount of money that will be paid of going from a half a percent to a percent is huge. I mean, it's just an enormous amount of money. It constitutes hundreds of millions of dollars in commissions. The amount of going from a half a percent to 4%, which can be done in a relatively short period of time, is unthinkable. It's unspeakable. I mean, we can't even put a number on it. It's so many hundreds of millions, possibly billions of dollars in commissions that will be paid out. And the truth is, a relatively small group of associates, they talked about 400,000 associates could sell a membership. The reality is, it's a very small percentage that actually do, an even smaller percentage that recruits and helps their new associates to get faster qualified. So those hundreds of millions, possibly billions of dollars in commission, are going to go to the people that market memberships and recruit people and qualify them, which is not very many. And so our job is to join that group of associates, to become those associates that consistently sell memberships, that consistently recruit associates to make sure they get paid and promoted. And then we put ourselves in the way of that tidal wave, that tsunami, that flood of money that's going to come by. And Cindy, you remember when we first started back in 1999, I said, someday a flood will come, and I don't want to be standing there alone with a thimble, you know, to catch the water. I want to have a big rain barrel bucket, and I want to have thousands of associates on my team standing there with rain barrel buckets when that flood comes by. I want our team to capture as much as we can, and I think that's true for everybody. Everybody needs to have that vision of this is the time before we hit exponential growth or as we enter exponential growth to recruit, to build teams, and to consistently market high-quality memberships and make sure those memberships stay in the books. You know, I think it's interesting to note that Prudential Life Insurance, which today is a household name. If I say own a piece of the, everybody says rock. Everybody knows their line, right?
Yeah.
They were founded in 1872, 100 years before prepaid legal was founded, and they had a funny concept, a funny business model. Up until that time, life insurance had only been sold to wealthy people. They were the only ones that had cash and had the ability to pay for it. What Prudential identified was working class people, factory workers, in the Industrial Revolution were getting paychecks, and they didn't get much money, but they had money coming every week, and they could pay a small amount of money, and they could buy life insurance policies. So Prudential said, we will sell life insurance to people who never had it before, and we'll make it affordable for those people. 100 years later, in 1972, Prudential is a household name, and a new company is founded called Prepaid Legal Services that has a funny concept, where before the only people that used attorneys were wealthy people, and they said, you know what, there's a lot of working people out there. They don't make a lot of money, but they could pay a little bit every month, and they could collectively access this top attorney talent. I just looked down the road, Cindy, of 100 years from 1972, when prepaid legal will be as well known as Prudential is today, when everybody will have access to buy a membership from prepaid legal. You know, we'll be dead and gone, Sin, and it's possibly our children and maybe even our grandchildren will be gone. But the thing that's amazing to think about is the business that you and I and now our children are building will live beyond us, and that inheritable residual income can be paid out to generations yet unborn. You know, I expect our descendants will have portraits of Jeff and Cindy Hughes, their, you know, great grandparents over the fireplace, because they're going to be so grateful that we set them up for life. You know, this is a magic moment in American business history. The history books haven't been written yet on prepaid legal. You know, the Harvard Business Review hasn't been written yet. The studies haven't been made on this amazing phenomenon that's about to happen. By that point, it will be inevitable, it will be common, and the opportunity will be over. Now is the time to seize the opportunity, and it's worth it. So you talk about being in the no-sleep stage. We all need to be in the no-sleep stage, and we need to go out there in the marketplace with enthusiasm and just be maniacs for a while and just get people to pay attention. I know you I've never known you to talk to anybody about prepaid legal, but I know on the way home you we're in a conversation with a really high-quality prospect all the way home, and it looks like you've recruited your first person. So I can see that even you are excited and hard at work building your prepaid legal business. So anyway, is there anything else that you'd like to add?
No, I'm just excited that I had a frustrating flight coming home, guys. I was delayed 2 hours, almost missed my connecting flight. All I wanted to do was get home. I was tired. I've been in airports since early this morning, and I was the last person on this connecting flight. They were getting ready to shut the door, and I end up in the back, and this poor young guy just looks at me like, oh, no, I thought I had the seat free, you know. So I get in there, and we just chit-chat we talked for, our flight was an hour and a half long, and we talked for an hour and a half, and it was great just to weave in prepaid, and he kept, you know, saying, now, what is about this? And I just kept asking about his life, and got his business card, and so I'm going to follow up with him, and he, you know, he lives in New York. He's down here in Virginia on a business trip, and so I just thought, wow, that's what we need to do. We just need to start talking to people, and I didn't, like, say, oh, I want prepaid legal. I asked about him first. I asked about his life and his, you know, his wife. He talked about his wife, and he was the one that asked me, so what do you do? And I just briefly told him what, you know, I'm, you know, work with prepaid legal services. Well, what is that? You know, well, it does for attorney fees what, you know, health insurance does for medical bills. Oh, okay. And, you know, then we go on, and he's like, well, now why can you live in Virginia? You know, and, oh, well, you know, we have a great business that pays us, and we're working on renewal income. He goes, I've always looked for a way that I could get renewal income. He says, that is the key if you want to retire early. I said, it certainly is. And, I mean, it's just like drop, 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 drop. I never once, you know, made the thing like about prepaid first. I mean, he was the one asking me questions, and I would let it drop, and then I would talk about him some more. And so by the end of the trip, he was very intrigued with me and my lifestyle and what we did. So it's going to be a perfect follow-up, you know, and I'm sure he'll look at the information I send him, and who knows? If it's not him, it may be somebody he knows. So anyways, very simple thing to do, but you know what was the difference is I had no embarrassment, no hesitation because of the belief. Something happened to me this weekend. I've always loved prepaid, always believed in prepaid. I've never been shy about talking about prepaid, but the boldness. Alan Fernley said, you can't be pushy when you believe in something. Very strongly, and I thought that's what's happened to me. It's like everybody, I have 100% of this market that needs to know about prepaid legal. Everybody needs to know about prepaid legal, and so we need to talk about it. And so if Cindy Hughes can talk about it with a stranger on a plane, I think anybody can talk about it. And so I want to have a part of those billions of dollars that are coming in, and I want to reach our goals. So. You're right, Jeff. So I'm happy about that, and I'm happy about my prospects. So, All right, well, Randy, I guess we'll turn the call back over to you, and thank you so much for letting us be part of the call tonight and recap. And, again, we appreciate you very much, and thank you for the opportunities that you've given us in the team.
Well, you're welcome, Cindy and Jeff. We appreciate you both. You guys always do such a great job. And, you know, we can sit here, ladies and gentlemen, tell you all day long what a great event it was and how this happened or that happened. But to experience it, you simply just need to be there. And I want to encourage you to go ahead and get registered now for the Dallas event. I know it's months off, but, you know, that's what it takes. You've got to be at the big events to see the big picture. And especially the events and the way things are happening, the transition with Mid-Ocean, you've got to be in Dallas because that's where they're going to roll it out. They're going to roll out the new branding of Prepaid Legal. Prepaid Legal will be a household name, just more like Aflac was. And I'm telling you, you want to be a part of it. With the new comp plan, the incredible amount of income that you can make, you need to be positioning yourself right now so you and your family can become wealthy for life, you know, with the residual income and not have to worry about working, you know, minimum wage jobs or anything like that. So I'm going to go back to Ada, Oklahoma, and Jeremy, Mr. Kenmore, are you both still on the call?
I'm right here, Randy.
Mr. Moore, what else would you like to add to the call before we close?
I don't really think there's going to be much added to it. Everybody from beginning to end did such a terrific job. The only thing is I think we need to get Cindy excited. I tell you, I've never seen Cindy Hughes so excited. But I tell you what, Randy, don't we have wonderful people on this team?
Absolutely.
Just like Cindy and Jeff did outstanding, I mean outstanding job. But, you know, so did everyone else that come up there. And it just ties together, and we're really family. You know, Jeff talked to us. I talked to you, Jeremy. A few of our leaders has talked. And, you know, the team's growing strong. It's growing. But we need to be a little more unified. So what we're going to do is we're going to help everyone. But the ones we're going to give the most help to, because it's the way we have to do it, is the ones that's on these Monday night calls and the ones that's on the breakout, that comes to the breakout sessions, because we have to work with the leaders that's dedicated. We love everybody. We want to work with everybody. But if we're going to take this team to where we need it, we've got to settle down. We've got to get with that. I don't know when I have been this excited, Randy, and this marketing plan is absolutely great, like I said, to start. But what's even greater to me, because I've made some great money, is the love that I feel in our team. I'm telling you, I don't know how many people that was not on our team has come up to me, even said, oh, I wish I was your team. And I said, well, we'd just adopt you, you know, and because we are really one family, all of Prepaid is. But these people on this phone, each and every one of you, I don't care if you just got in today or you've been on 25 years, as some have, you're a special person. If you just think you can't make it, then just stop and say, God, I'm sorry. I had that thought. Because, you know, God made you. He made you one of a kind. You're very unique. And we feel like this is a special team, not because of us, but because of you, the people, your belief in God, your belief in your family, and your belief in Prepaid Legal. And I could just go on and on, Randy. And by the way, I wish Harold Pinson would call me when this is over. I need to speak to him for a minute. And Jeff Hughes, I apologize to you one more time. I wasn't home, and I just got home just when I got on the call. I just got in and got my message. But, Randy, I want people on this call to know one thing. I love you. I appreciate you. Thank you for being part of our family. Keep God first, your family second, and Prepaid third. And God bless you, and good night.
Good night, everyone.